Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Alhamdulillah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. إِنَّ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ آمِينَ. I seek refuge with Allah against the rejected enemy, Shaitan. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord and cherisher of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way. the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. And I bear witness there is no God except Allah, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad, may the prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, of 1445 Ramadan, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to this evening's session of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, the Preta Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Hadi, the guide. And as always, we open with hugs and love to you. Big old hugs to you. Oh, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Thank you so kindly, thank you so kindly. A tight squeeze now, I'm giving you a tight squeeze. Oh, there you go, I feel your love. And thank you so kindly. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing you to feel my love back to you. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Well, look at this. Alhamdulillah, today begins the third month of the Islamic calendar. And this is the month of Rabi al-Awwal. And today is the of Rabi al-Awwal, 1445 on the Hijra calendar, and September 16th, 2023 on the Gregorian calendar. As you may have heard when we first come in, that the Asa is coming in just right as we're getting on to get started. So, it was just ending up the call for the Asr prayer as we were coming on, and I thought maybe it might come on, you know, give us, will we be able to hear the whole entire prayer call, but it was ending up just as we had the opportunity to get on. So we all are aware that we are now in Asr, our third prayer for today as Muslims' responsibility and servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and following the prescription in which he has given to us. Alhamdulillah. Hold on one moment. One moment. Okay. Thank you so kindly for your patience. I had to move a few distractions out the way there. And as you know, we can also put that Zuhr and the Asr together because we take it very seriously of our prayers. And this is not only for us as seasoned Muslims, but for the new Shahadas as well. And that take their Shahada as Muslims in Al-Islam, and we take serious our prayers because that's a responsibility and a duty. And Allah highly glorified us. He has been so kind to the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, and to his followers of the Quran, that we get the recompense, if you would, of 50 prayers should we make our five daily prayers, which Allah highly glorified us, he, Al-Aruf, was the most kind, was so kind to alleviate us of 50 prayers, the followers of Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his people. relieving us of the 50 prayers and giving us 5 daily prayers that we have to do or prescribe to do, and we would get the recompense of having done 50 prayers. Isn't that wonderful? Alhamdulillah. So, you know, in taking that in sincerity, he's been so merciful, Al-Rahim, Allah highly glorified is he. It's Al-Rahim, the merciful, the most merciful. He's been so merciful that he even gave us an opportunity that we can combine the Zuhr and the Asr prayer together and the Maghrib and the Isha together. Isn't that wonderful? And let's see what else. You can do, oh, yeah, and you can do the Zuhr and the Asr and the Maghrib and the Isha. Isn't that what I said? Yeah. And, you know, you'll know how to work it, though, sometimes, because if you get really, really busy, and you know the Zuhr prayer coming in, right? Okay, so, and you know that you know, you're going to be traveling, you're on the road, you got some things, conferences and things that you got to do. So, okay, you can get the, and you know that when Asr come in, that you're going to be, when Asr come in, you're going to be either traveling or in that conference or something. So you can get your Asr prayer right after that Zuhr prayer. So you can combine those two together, you know. Alhamdulillah. And you know, too, you have to look at him. Allah, highly glorified is he. He is just so kind and loving. He is Al-Aruf, the most kind, and the all-loving Al-Wadud, the all-loving Allah, highly glorified is he. You know, and so the Asr was just coming in, but alhamdulillah, there may be some of you seasoned Muslims already have this information, and you've already done as I've done already and made my Asr. But, of course, for those that haven't, you know, I believe we'll get off of here before Maghrib comes in. But, honey, we'll get off before Maghrib comes in. But you want to go out and get your Asr because, Maghrib is coming in. See, Maghrib is coming in, I believe, right at 8 o'clock or something. So we should be off, but you don't want to press yourself. So, you know, rushing and going on. So, you know, before we get started here, you know, you can go on and make your Asr. Well, I'm not telling you, you know, I'm just saying, you know, you could do that if you not already had it. And, of course, I've already had mine. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so kindly. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Oh, listen. I want to share today because I this was not on my mind, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he always does it with all of us as his believing and devoted servant, he leads us to information. He guides us because we ask for his guidance, and that's just what he does. He is Al-Hadi, as I mentioned before time, the guide. And Allah highly glorified is he is Al-Hadi, the guide. And he guides us to information and knowledge that he wants us to have. And, of course, we have a responsibility in receiving of that that knowledge or information to share it. So this morning, you know, I'm sitting here, and I went to my calendar, my Gregorian calendar. I have one also still hanging on the wall. I know everything is technology savvy and focused and everything is there in time, but I still have a paper calendar, and, you know, probably many of you do, and especially on my desk, you know, I have one where it's like, you know, okay, this day is the day, and what I'm going to do, you know, making plans ahead if I can. But I went there and I was looking at it, and I found today is our Jewish brethren's holiday. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that just a little bit. We're going to get a little bit into the Jewish holiday and a little bit of information on that, because we are brethren as servants of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as believers, you know. So Allah put it on my heart. He taking me to the information. And so when I saw it on my calendar, I said, well, let me go. And, of course, me, you know, I said, well, let me go check this out a little bit more. And the information that came up to me, I was so excited I'm like, oh, my goodness, we have so much in common, you know. And as we were talking about, as you all can remember now, we were talking about the Articles of Faith just before we gotten into the developing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with highly glorified is He and with His creation. Allah, highly glorified is He, is Al-Khaliq, Al-Khaliq, the Creator. And we are in establishing our relationship with Him and developing that relationship with Him and with His creation as well. So alhamdulillah, I'm going to share that information with you, but I'm not going to get into it, I don't think, until, I guess I could take my first pause here. We got about 2 minutes before it's going to be time to take that first pause. So I believe what I'll do is we'll go ahead on and, you know, get ready to take that pause. And then that way we can kind of, you know, stretch it right on through and inshallah. Okay, so we're going to be talking about, we're going to continue our focus and discussion on our relationship with Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Khaliq, our Creator and His creation. And we're going to discuss our Jewish holiday. And I got quite a bit here, but I promise you, inshallah, I'm blessed that it will be so such as it would be invigorating and inspiring to your mind, body, soul, and alhamdulillah. Okay, so with that, we're going to go on and take our first pause for our public service announcement. You are listening to Alice Mom. Am I hearing something? Okay. You're listening to Alice Simon Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Deprita Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for a public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back. And we're going to start out to set our mindset with this beautiful PSA, always giving thanks.
Assalamu alaikum, and God's peace be upon you, each and every one of us. We are appreciative of God's blessing. The Creator has granted much. On behalf of the CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, and all of this intelligentsia, especially American Muslim 360 Broadcast, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where our intellect is respected and our voice protected. We thank each and every one in the human family for being an active participant in this life. We know that we are blessed, and we pray that each and every one of us are aware of our blessing and giving thanks. Giving thanks each and every day. Thanks for our hearing, our sight, our feeling, and our thinking. For the blessings that we have received from the Creator, and we say God, the one God, those blessings are here to aid us and assist us in every way we need them, whether we are aware or not. And so we ask that we all show our appreciation. But surely these gifts will be a witness for us or against us. Take time and be thankful for the time to be with one another. Show patience, show understanding, show kindness, and show our gratitude to the Creator. Be in service to humanity. Use the gift in the best way. God's peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam, and we're back with. And just a reminder before we get started, and I want to thank you all for being here, alhamdulillah, and that's here in the studio. And, of course, you know I love you all out there at am360.org. Man, don't start nothing in the studio because, you know, I love you too. We can't, hold on. I'm looking at y'all, so I'm talking about the ones that's out there in am360.org land. And I can't necessarily see them unless they, of course, you got a question or a comment, and then you'll need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. Hey, guess what? I can see you then. Alhamdulillah. And at that time, we will give you that opportunity to share what's on your heart for us to know from you. Alhamdulillah. We want to encourage you also to connect to our 24 live and podcast programming, 24-hour live and podcast programming at am360.org. You are right now online. For those in the studio, this is what you'll have to do, am360.org. Or you can dial in at 701-719-4197. And also visit our Parent Cooperation Community-Wide Shura Conference at cwsc.us. You know, I love it when I can say U.S. You know, that's all about us. And go over at that. That's a website. That's our website, Community-Wide Shura Conference at cwsc.us. Yes, that's us. And check out the website and the wealth of information that is offered there. And also, you know, if you have an interest in doing any volunteering with CWSC, you'll also be able to get that number right there from the website at cwsc.us. And click on volunteer and we'll get that straightened out for yourself or your organization. Okay, also, you can give us a like on Facebook and or you can leave us a listening comment at 910-317-0297. That's the business office for CWSC. And you can leave whatever information on that number that you like. And if you need us to contact you back, we'll certainly do so right from that business office number. Alhamdulillah. But remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate you kindly. Okay, now we're going to go here and get started. Let's see, where is my, okay, right here. Okay, as I was stating earlier, I found this out by looking at my calendar that today is our brethren, our Jewish brethren, a holiday. And I want to check out the similarities I'm showing to you too. Okay, so we want to wish them, our Jewish brethren, a blessed Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah is the first day. It's a Jewish holiday marking the, and this is the first, I mean, alhamdulillah. It's a Jewish holiday marking the first and second days of the Jewish year. And this year, 2023, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh, R-O-S-H, Hashanah, H-A-S-H-A-N-A-H, began at sundown on Friday, September 15th. You see some similarities there, but we won't get into that just yet. So it began on Friday, September 15th, which was yesterday, at sundown. Ringing any bells? Of course it is. And continues throughout nightfall on Sunday, September 17th. And it's the day Allah created Adam and Eve. Adam and Hawa, and it's celebrated as the head of the Jewish year. Now, this first month in of this Jewish calendar, New Year. It's called Tishri, T-I-S-H-R-I. And it's the first month of the Jewish year. And it's full of momentous and meaningful days of celebration. All these days throughout the month of Tishri are opportunities to connect, to be inspired, and to become more fulfilled and in tune with our true inner selves. Tishri is considered the head of the new year and the reservoir from which we draw our strength and inspiration throughout the year ahead. Alhamdulillah, I'm so excited. Okay, so we want to say once again to them, our Jewish brethren, blessed Rosh Hashanah. Alhamdulillah. And now, listen to this here now. Now remember, we just celebrated as Muslims, and this is the Jewish faith, and we talked about the books now. Come on now, we talked about the messengers that were sent to them and everything. So you see what we got, even with different languages, that pretty much that's what that is, customs, but there are so many similarities, you know. So now remember, we just started celebrating. We just celebrated our new year as Muslims, which started on July the 23rd and end at August 16th, 2023, July 19th. 2023 and the end on August 16, 2023. That was Muharram. And that was our first month on the Islamic calendar. And so we're looking at them on their Jewish calendar. And it says the Jewish calendar was saying in this month of Rosh Hashanah, it says they celebrate the 10 days of repentance. Oh my God, just look at all this. Just look at all. I mean, it's so much information that I get totally excited about. And I say, oh Allah, help me to just settle down and calm down so that I can be able to put it together and present it where it's understood and everything. So I'm totally excited. So remember now, okay, so now we know that we're in today, as a matter of fact, today. We're just beginning the third month of the Islamic calendar, which is 1445. You know what I'm saying? And so now in the Jewish calendar, it's just celebrating the beginning of the new year, and this is their first month. Oh, alhamdulillah. And we use this, and when we celebrated Muharram, beginning of our new year, we did some of the same things that it was a time for us to, and we still are using this time to internally reflect. Is that what they said? They said that they were getting in tune with their inner selves. So that's we're all doing the same thing. Might be a different language, but it's the same concept. Isn't that just wonderful? We love Allah so much, don't we? Oh, yes, we do. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So, and we use it, we're using our time from the beginning of the year and all throughout the year to set goals and reflect internally and take note of time And it's all and at that time we also had the 10th day of Muharram, which is was one of the importance of that particular month and day, was the day of Asherah, where Allah, highly glorified is He, saved Moses. Prayers and peace of Allah be upon him and his people from Pharaoh by parting the sea. I'm excited. Okay, so, and as we learned, that Moses fasted on this day out of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it became a tradition for Muslims to fast also. However, once the fasting of Ramadan became obligatory, then the fasting on the 10th day of Asherah in the month of Muharram became optional. And the day symbolizes Allah granting relief to those being oppressed. Alhamdulillah. I pray Allah that, you know, I were able to connect that like that. You know, it's we do be reminding one another. We do have to, as our great leader and teaching man, W.D. Muhammad, had encouraged us to do, is to make connections. And I'm taking it as making the connections also in the scriptures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has presented to us as being His servants, whatever our preference of the book that we're reading, the religion that we choose, you know, we just happen to choose Islam as our book, the Quran as our book, and accept it to be Muslim. You know, but the believers as a whole are servants. All of us are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and adhering to the knowledge and the information that He has prescribed for us in whatever of the book that we're subscribing to, if you would, you know, under the law. Okay. So, inshallah, let me see, do I have anything else on that? So, I just wanted to make that connection between the New Year's. And so, everybody is in celebration. This is the third month on the Islamic calendar, which is I got it right in my mind here. Don't go away. Alawah. Just give me a minute here. Yep. This is Rabi Alawah. Okay, so, and today is the first day of Rabi Alawah. And guess what else I learned too, and I got to share this too, you know, that Rabi Alawah, this is the first day of Rabi Alawah, and we are all celebrating, like I said, we're still in the new year. So I'm going to say to us again, New Year Mubarak as well. And I wanted to share, check this out, something else Allah sent down to me. Alhamdulillah, so good and so kind. That Rabi al-Awwal, which is the third month on the Hijra calendar, but it's also called the month of love. Ah, alhamdulillah. Now, you know I'm loving that. Because what? I'm always letting everyone know. And I mean, that's everyone. Hugs and love, you know? Isn't that because Allah, highly glorified is He? He is Al-Wadud, the all-loving. And He gives His servants this love. He inspires us with that love of Him and for us. And to share, we have to share that. So I found out that Rabi al-Awwal was the month of love. And today is the first day of Rabi al-Awwal. The lunar month of Rabi al-Awwal is a time wherein Muslims profess and renew their love. Final Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. This is the month of his blessed birth. His arrival was a game changer. His presence on this earth was the beginning of unmatched transformation for billions across the globe. Isn't that wonderful? It just makes you excited and so filled with gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't get me started now because, you know, I'm feeling it right now. And I know you all have to be feeling it too because I'm feeling your love as well. And this is the blessed month. This month is the blessed month in the birth. It's the blessed birth of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. His presence on this earth was the beginning of an unmatched transformation, unmatched to this day. Today, no matter what kind of Muslim or what level of practice, every Muslim would not hesitate to say, I love the Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Go sleep. Okay, I'm telling you, I'm touched, y'all. Don't start now. You know, I have to ask of me. I said, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please let me be admiral as he has said for us to be. Admiral. And, you know, that's being able, where I see and understand, it's being able to tell of his mercy and his kindness and his love and his care and his generosity and all of the wonderfulness of him that I'm so appreciative. It just makes you so appreciative. And it just fills you. And you could just, I could be just like, oh, and I'm telling you, oh, and I'm serious because it just touches just that deep, you know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us as his servants to be admiral. So be able to tell of his goodness and his kindness and his mercy and his favor and his love and his care upon us as his creation. And being able to say it without, you know, because if you was crying, you know, if you're crying all over for this gratitude that you have in your soul of feeling about it, you know, you wouldn't hardly get a word out. And then guess what else? When the end of all of the crying and stuff, your eyes going to be all red, your head going to be hurting, your nose going to be stuffed. You know, it's just so I just said, okay, Allah, spend what Allah, please bless me to be admiral and be able to share the love of you and the kindness of you and the goodness of you, you know, sort of like the surah, the great news. So being able to share it and with that dignity and honor, you know, like, okay, you know, I'm feeling it, y'all, but I can tell you, and I can tell you, and I'm not crying all over everywhere. So alhamdulillah, so we are in this beautiful, blessed month of Rabi al-Awwal. And it's blessed because this was the month of the birth of the Prophet Muhammad. Prayers and peace of Allah be upon him to all of the worlds, all of mankind. Now, all of this love, love, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, and let us be aware that this is the month of love. Who did the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, who did he love? Well, because we know he had love and generosity in his soul and his heart for everyone. But check this out. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, loved Allah the most. to say. His intimate, deep love was reserved for Allah Aziz, the Almighty. And he once declared, "Let it be known, I have distanced myself from every intense loving friendship. If I were to have taken anyone as an intimate loving friend, I would have taken Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, as such. However, my intimate, beloved friend is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly glorified is he." And this is Sahih Muslim. Sahih Muslim. Don't make me cry. Please, Allah, hold me. Because you know, I know you're feeling it, y'all. I know you're feeling it because I'm feeling it. I'm feeling you too. Yes. And I'm thankful to Allah. It just makes you so grateful. You know, Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, did love others, such as his family, friends, and companions. However, his highest love was clearly only for Allah. Highly glorified is he. Allah was the greatest priority in his life. You know, alhamdulillah. You know what? When I first learned of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and putting it in his perspective, I may have read this hadith some years ago, maybe, perhaps. But I know when I learned of it, and I learned that I could even tell my children, my sons, my grandbabies, and y'all know how we feel about our children. Don't even go there. And them grandbabies, don't go there. And then Allah give us the opportunity to have great, oh my goodness. This is so wonderful. So we already know the love of our family, how great it is. But when I learned of this information from Sahih Muslim, you know what I said? I said, I told my sons, because I have three sons, you know, and then my grandbabies, and I got seven. Or eight. I'm going to say eight, so somewhere eight is coming in my mind, but I'm not trying to comment right now, but in that area. And then I got about five great-grandbabies. Oh, my goodness. This is so wonderful. So now you know, and I know you all have out there at the program tonight, that you're the same, and you got this. It's such a love. It's so hard to explain it, you know, because we would do everything and anything good that would be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our family. Because I tell my sons and I told them, I said, my grandbabies, and I said, as much as I love y'all, I said, now you know I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. So I'm telling you right off the jump, you got a problem with loving Allah, you got a problem being a Muslim, guess what? Man, I ain't loving you no more. So keep it moving. Did I tell them? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, I did. And so you know what that go to when it comes to anybody that's not my family. You know, but that's just how deep my love I feel for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly glorified is he, and he is my intimate, beloved friend. Oh, and I know he's yours too. So you know we're feeling the same thing. Allah, as much as we love everybody and everything in our lives, our highest love is clearly for Allah alone. He is the greatest, as the Prophet Muhammad, present peace of Allah be upon him, it said. For him, he said, Allah, highly glorified is he, is the greatest priority in his life. And that is surely, pretty sure I can speak for all Muslims. And I just believe it, that that's the way we feel. And we've been like, die. So if it come to our children, our grandchildren, our friends, or our loved ones, our dear ones, hey, they ain't got that same love. You're wasting my time. I just, one thing I can't stand is wasting my time. You know, and I don't think any of us want to do that. And guess what? And then we can say they're wasting our time because they're not loving Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we love him. Yeah, I said it. I said it. And if they don't love Allah, whoever it is, if they can't look at me and say to me, now I'm just talking about me being the servant of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and say, you know what? I love God so much. I love him more than I love you. And I'm demonstrating that to him because of my love for him. If they can't say that, then I'm like, oh, you take care of yourself now, right now. I got to make this move. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, because that would be oppressive. He says in the Quran, it says, was not my earth spacious enough where you can move yourself from oppression? It's oppression when you have a loved one or a family member and they cannot tell you that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they do not demonstrate that in their lives, that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything and anyone, and make that expression and be in their actions of that, then we have to move. We can't stay and say, oh, how come you don't love Allah like that? How could you? I say to my sons and my grandbabies, I say, hey, I pray Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you love him as much as I love him or more. If you can feel that you can love him more than what I do, then may he be, you be blessed. But I tell you, I love him with every breath of my life, So, alhamdulillah. Okay, so that's who the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, he loved the most. Even though the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, professed his greatest love for Allah, highly glorified is he, the common follower of Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, cannot claim the same, for without loving the Prophet Muhammad, our love for Allah is deficient. Love of the Prophet Muhammad is integral to completing the faith. Alhamdulillah. So, putting it into perspective, then I'm sure. Now, this is my perspective from this information here. It says, aptitude in the faith requires our love for Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the love for the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him. But yeah, you know, I know this much. I love Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him. I'm so thankful to Allah, highly glorified is he, for giving us such guidance and information, transforming our very existence with the information and the revelation of the Quran. So, I have to put it in perspective in my understanding and my feeling for my love. Allah highly glorified is he is above anyone. And you know, I love the Prophet Muhammad, I do. But you know, Allah come in first now. Because the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, I could only love him for the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commissioned him to be the messenger. So our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us attitude and the the love of him. So when this information comes, we just like, again, we have to accept it with admiration because just knowing of the Quran, again, you could be just all over the place with tears and because you're so grateful to Allah, highly glorified is he first, and appreciative of him for giving us such guidance and revelation in the final revelation with the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace, Allah be upon him. So that's where I am, and I'm pretty sure everyone else, because it states, it says, you know, we love our family, we love our friends and everything, but the highest love. It's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know we birthed them children, don't you? We birthed them in there, and it wasn't an easy thing, but Allah's first. Allah's first. And of his message, we believe in the message. We believe in his books. But all of that is a part of increasing our faith. Because you ain't going to have no faith if you don't love Allah like that. You won't have none. You cannot say, I'm going to love his message. Then I'm going to love him. No, you got to love him first. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so we got that straightened out. None of you have complete faith until Allah and his prophet are more beloved to you than anything else. And this is Kitab al-Sunnah li Abi Bakr. In fact, going on to say, one is unable to experience the genuine sweetness and passion of Iman, which is faith, without loving the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him. That's right, you gotta love him because he was the messenger. That's where we got the information from. That's where we got the guidance from. That's where we got the revelation of how and what, when, where, how, all of it. What did you say in school when they used to tell us the, I think it was the five, what, when, where, why, and how? Well, all of this came with the revelation, all in the book of the Quran. Every one of those, what, when, why, where, and how. It's all there. And so you have to love the messenger. Peace and peace of Allah be upon them all. And he has said, this is the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him. Whoever has the following three traits will certainly experience the sweetness and delight. Whoever has the following three traits will certainly experience the sweetness and delight of faith. The first trait being the one to whom Allah and his prophet, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, becomes dear. That's D-E-A-R-E-R. The one to whom Allah and his prophet becomes dearer and loved more than anything else. And this is Bukhari. So these are the three traits. This is the first. Okay. And we're gonna go on in Bukhari. Love can be claimed and or expressed as a feeling. This is easy for anyone. However, true love is proven by words, gestures, and actions in the heart, mind, body, and soul. Look out now. Now that's the real. See, so of these traits, we would have to have these three traits and profess them in our words, our gestures, and our actions. And in order to be able to produce this in our words, our gestures, and our actions, it has to be in our heart and in our mind and in our soul, and it will reflect in the body of the movement. See? So we're not going to just be able to say, oh, yeah, I really love Al-Islam. I love being a Muslim. Yeah. But you're not doing anything in your actions. And you know, gestures are actions too. And you're not doing anything in your gestures or in your actions, but you're professing with the words. Then if you are saying it with your words and it's not coming forth in your actions, you might want to consider if you really are speaking the truth of the love that you say that you have for God, for Allah, highly glorified is He. Because if it's in your heart, I wouldn't, whoever it was that says to you, are you a Muslim? Are you a believer? Because nobody twists any of our hands to make us take the Shahada, I'm pretty sure. And nobody twists our hands to make us do that. And it was explained in full detail of what Shahada contained and meant. And ask of the person that taken, all of us that taken our Shahada, did we understand what we were saying? And we all said, yeah. Because if we said no, then it would have been explained again. So when we did take that Shahada, we were serious about it. It wasn't for play. It wasn't for show. It wasn't just to be in the, you know, hey, y'all, I'm a Muslim. I took my Shahada. One just to do that. You had to actually get in and work and learn. Oh, that's what I said. You have to work. What I mean work? You got to learn. You got to work by opening up that book of Al-Islam. Opening it up so you can begin to have the knowledge and information and revelation that's going to build your faith and all of this love, you know, and then you're going to be saying it in your words and your gestures and your actions and your heart and your mind, your body, your soul. It's going to all be in accordance. It's going to all be there. That means you're loving it. All in your wake-up time and in your sleep time. You remember we were talking about it last week about the love of Allah. Because remember now, this is all about, this is with us, this is with our establishing or developing, if you would, our relationship. We can't get away from this. We're going to talk about this for a while because this, we got to put it together, everybody, so that we can be in the proper relationship of loving our Lord. See, so that we can, you know, hear Him when He says something to us. Did you hear me? Now, you got to hear Him when He's saying it to you. To be the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, truly loving Him and His message, His Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and all of His revelation. So, you know, so you got to read. That's the work. So Okay. Okay. So, in fact, one is unable to experience the genuine sweetness and passion of faith without loving Allah, highly glorified is He, and the Prophet Muhammad and the messengers that He has sent to us as mankind. You can just write that out. You have no faith. And if you don't know, you can't say you got faith, because you wouldn't even understand it. You want to experience the sweetness and the passion of faith. Yeah, so love Allah. Learn Al Asma ul Husna. We're going to get to that too a little bit later today. But keep note now, because as we're going through our presentations, we're definitely going to be utilizing of the Al Asma ul Husna that we've learned thus far. Now, and so, whoever has those traits will be able to experience the sweetness and delight of faith. Loving Allah, highly glorified is He, and loving His messengers. Prayers and peace of Allah be upon Him. And you will do that. And you say, well, I ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. Nope, you don't. Nope, you do not. But see, Allah, He already know anyway. But it's not proving to anyone except for validating within your own self what you're saying with your mouth as truly in your heart. Someone once asked the great companion, Ali bin Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, how was the companion's love for the messenger of Allah, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him? And he replied, by Allah, we loved him more than our wealth. Did you hear me? So now, check it out. He say, we loved him more than our wealth, children and parents. In fact, more than the love of drinking cold water on an intense thirst. You know, I'm often using that too. Like a cool drink of water on a very hot day, you know what I mean? And it, you really need that quenching of your thirst because it's so hot. But this companion, Ali bin Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, he says that his love for the messenger of Allah, peace, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, was more, by Allah, we loved him more than our wealth, children, and parents. In fact, more than the love of drinking cold water on an intense thirst. And that was Kitab al-Shifa. Knowing Allah leads to loving Him. That's why it's so important that we learn Al Asma ul Husna, because this is going to give us what closeness of learning Allah, highly glorified is He in His very existence. The quickest way to increase our love for the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, is to know him on an intimate level. See, that's what we do. That's, you know, when we learn it, our Asma ul Husna, that's we getting to know Allah highly glorified, you see, on an intimate level. I mean, deep. I mean, it's just so wonderful. You know what? And I'm sure you're experiencing, and I'm looking forward to everyone being able to, you know, press one at any time and share that whatever of the al-asma ul-husna that you've learned thus far and have practiced in your life and is practicing in your life, how it has led to you loving Allah, highly glorified is he as such, and more than anything or anyone, and then loving the messengers of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad, and all of the messengers of Allah, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, and getting to know him in that on an intimate level. Study every detail of his life and teachings will thrust the adoration of getting to know him. We're talking about the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him. Studying his life and his teachings, then we will become close to him, you know, because this is going to give us the intimate details of his life, even before he became the messenger of Allah, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him. The formula is simple. Study the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him. Studying his life, his teachings will lead us to loving him. Our love for the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, will result in following him. You'll become to even understand why. What, when, why, where, and how. All of the questions will be answered, which in turn will grant us the pleasure of Allah, because this is his messenger, and he wants us to love him and his messengers. Him and his messenger, which brought his message and the message, then this will allow us to enter Allah's paradise. Isn't that just, I know how you're feeling, baby. I'm feeling the same way. Feeling the same way. Be confident of your love, of your belief and relationship with Allah's messenger. And I want to say, be confident, first of all, in our belief, in our relationship with Allah, highly glorified is he, and with his messengers. Now, to do that, love requires confidence. Meaning, as I was about to say earlier, you're not shy, embarrassed, or weak about your love for Allah, highly glorified is he, or his messenger Muhammad, or any of the messengers, prayers and peace of Allah be upon them all. Hey, you stand up with pride and faith and confidence wherever you at, whatever setting you might be in, and it come up. Who are you? What is your practice of religion? What is your practice of faith? Oh, I'm Muslim. You no problem. Loving Allah. Call Allah wherever you at. Those that love Allah and his messenger, honey, they're going to let you know. I love Allah more than I love any of y'all in this room or wherever. In this world, they say, well, you got to stand up and say this before the whole wide world. Well, let's get, what you going to use, a microphone, a bullhorn, what you going to use? Give it here. So everybody, make sure everybody hear it. It won't be no, yeah, well, you know, I do love Allah and everything, and I am a Muslim, but I ain't going to tell nobody, really. Or somebody ask you, who are you? You, what is your preference of religion, your faith? Are you Muslim? Yeah. Can't you? Yeah. Well, I just believe, whoa. Go back to the question now. Go back to the question and answer the question and then move forward. Are you a Muslim? Yes, I am. Alhamdulillah. And I study from the Quran. And just listen, you'll learn it because I'm going to show tell you about it. Uh-huh. So be confident in your belief in Allah, highly glorified is He. Be confident in your relationship with Him. Be confident in the revelation and the information that He has given to mankind, you included. Gave you His mercy, Ar-Rahim is He, the most merciful. Allowed you to, you know, He put it in you. You say, I am a Muslim because none will accept what? As Allah wills. So if He put it in you, then be confident with that. Stand strong and firm and learn. Learn of the book. Look at the confidence expressed and displayed by Sa'id bin Mu'adha, may Allah be pleased with him, when he sensed hesitation from the Prophet, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, as he was about to request Sa'id's clans to join him to defend Islam. So he got tense about thinking that it was going to be asked upon him about his belief in Islam and being able to defend it. So as he was anticipating that the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, was about to request him and his clan to join him in to defend Islam in the holy city, in the city of Medina. This was at a time when the evil forces and armies had gathered to wipe out every living Muslim of the time for no reason whatsoever. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. See what I'm talking about? So now something faced like that, and then you say, oh, you're just preaching all to those that are among your circle, how much you love Allah and you love the messenger and everything. Then all of a sudden, you know, because there was a time, you know, not so long ago, right here in this country, and you said you were a Muslim, you might want to look out because you could be in some serious trouble. As a matter of fact, you were in serious trouble just to say you were a Muslim. I know. I experienced it. For a fact, in the 50s, I know what I'm talking about. So there was a time when the enemy was forming to wipe out the Muslim. Now, they didn't have to have a reason, but they was that was what was in them. They were evil. And so, but you know what? The true believer, we stood steadfast. Because whatever was going to happen, guess what? He even knew it was going to be good for him. Whatever it was. And it was only by the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah highly glorified, as He has said to us, that none can harm us except those in whom he was allowed to do as such. You see what I'm saying? And if he would allow anything to be carried out, know for a surety your return is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will be pleased with you. So, Sa'id bin Mu'adha, may Allah be pleased with him, confidentially said, O messenger of Allah, this is our wealth. We place it in your presence. Take or leave whatever you want from it. What you take is more beloved to us than what you leave for us. We are with you. So if you intend to travel across the sea with us, we will dive in with you. None among us will remain behind. We are such that we persevere in harsh conditions, and we are true to our spirit, even in the presence of the enemy. Take us with you, O Allah's messenger, wherever Allah has instructed you. Now tell me this ain't going to make you cry. And this was Sirat Ibn Hisham. You heard that? You have to be firm. You have to be confident. You have to know wherever Allah intends for you to go, if you're willing, he got you. Got you covered. And if he call you on from that place, return you to him. So sweet it is. Because you will go straight to the paradise. You go straight to the paradise. And isn't that where we're striving to go, to return? Yes, it is. Having confidence in your love for the prophet, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, and his ways will only strengthen our practice of his teachings. Tell me y'all ain't crying all over the whole place, because I am. I'm saying, you see what I'm saying? I could, but see, Allah said be admirable, and I've learned this, and I thank him so kindly for blessing me and strengthening me that I can read such information, come to know of the prophet, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, and the Sahabas, or those that was believing in Allah, in the revelation sent. I'm just, so by that I can be patient and I cannot cry all over the place. Now with that, you know what? I'm going to have to go on it and take, what am I trying to do here? Take our next pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And I'm going to ask you to stick and stay. You know what you're listening to. You're listening to Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab right here on AM 360 Islamic radio station. Matter of fact, it's the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I'm letting you know now, you know if you got anything to say, you're going to have to press one, and I'm going to certainly open up your mic. I am your host, the Preacher Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back, inshallah. I want to play this because it's...
The following message supports a CWSC interfaith collaborative to help bring 21st century job and career opportunities through accelerated education to communities nationwide, and especially to historically disadvantaged communities and communities of color. For more information on CWSC faith-based health, jobs, and financial literacy initiatives, visit cwsc.us. Together, we can remake the world.
Are you doing odd jobs or considering a career change? Or are you a recent graduate with no work experience and unable to find that dream job? Are you new in the country? Well, did you know there were over 6,000 job vacancies in IT and finance, according to published news reports? Pathway Global's affiliated partner, ICIT Canada, has helped over 600 past students land jobs with some of the best companies in North America. You shall receive a guaranteed job interview call once you complete our financial analyst practical training program. Call us today at 716-292-9571. That number again is 716-292-9571. Or visit us online at www.pathwayglobal.net. We have a unique program covering advanced Microsoft Excel, SAP and business intelligence, financial modeling and analysis, planning, budgeting, forecasting, and month-end reporting, providing you the practical vocational skills which would otherwise take 3 or more years to acquire on the job. But with our program, you can have this experience in only 3 months. We also prepare your resume and help you with mock interview practice exercises to make you a perfect job candidate. Pathway Global offers a range of courses through a user-friendly online portal accessible 24/7 from anywhere in the world. All you need is a computer and an internet connection to start learning online today. That's pathwayglobal.net and connect with us too at cwsc.us or call 716-292-9571. And be sure to mention the CWSC team for savings.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Cereal Conference and AM360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. And we are back. And I want to thank you so kindly once again for being here this afternoon. And inshallah, you are receiving what it is that he will have you to receive and my disseminating this information that he blessed me with this very day to present. Alhamdulillah. Just a reminder, if you have a question or comment, press 1. And I do see we have someone there in the queue, and I'm going to get right to you. But you, those of you that are here in the studio, too, you can press 1. But those of you that are out there in am360.org land, you're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 if you have something on your heart or your mind that you want to share with us, and press 1, and we'll certainly make sure that we recognize you and give you that opportunity. We also, and I wanted to remind everyone to as well connect with our 24-hour live and podcast. And I tell you, I got a couple of youngsters in my life, my sons. They actually, I mean, they just play this podcast out. But we want to just let you know, and it's good. It's good because, alhamdulillah, it's really good. But connect to the 24-hour podcast programming at am360.org or 701-719-4197. You can tweet us at CW Shura and give us a like on Facebook. If you like, you can leave us a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And I know you're studious and you're writing it down, but I do have to say it because there's some that may have come on since we have been on, and they didn't get to get the same information that I gave to you earlier, so we have to repeat it so that they can have it as well. We have that responsibility. But remember, however you choose to connect with us, we do appreciate you kindly, and we look forward to hearing from you. Alhamdulillah. We're going to go straight to the board before we continue this presentation this afternoon, and we're going to be looking at 314-833. Welcome to Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab. Assalamu alaikum. State your name, Brother Mark, and where you calling from.
Alaikum assalam to you, Depriza, Abdul Hadi, and to your very astute radio listening audience there at AM360. I am Mark Shaheed. I'm from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. And I want to say alhamdulillah. And that means that the praise and the thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost. I just want to say kudos to you. I've been just sitting here and just really, really been enjoying, just so elated of an excellent presentation. As you still are on that topic in terms of relationship with Almighty God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that Allah, the Most High, who is above any errors, mistakes, shortcomings, who's perfect in all. You know, the priest, you said a lot in your presentation. I see it as prioritizing how Allah is in our life, prioritizing how His Rasul, His Messenger, is in our life. And this information is outstanding because it has to be the love for Allah first and foremost. And it has, that's first and foremost, and then secondly, it has to be the love for His Rasul, His Messenger, His servant, Abdul and Rasul. Why Rasul? Abdul being the servant of Allah, and Rasul being the messenger of Allah. And I heard you was talking about what they used to say back in the day about those five brothers, and the other one was a cousin. So it is who, when, where, also why, and also how. So when we speak about Allah's messenger, it's like who he was. This is why it's so important to know the sirah of the prophet, so that the love can be there for the prophet after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the first love. You see, so who he was, and when did he come into existence? where was he? And what was going on at that time? And why did he do what he did? And how he did it? Now, this is very important, you know, for us, you know, to grow to love God's messenger after our first love with Allah. You see, because he's the one that is the model human example. Basharon Muslikum, Allah says, say to them that I'm a flesh and blood mortal just like you. So we should love what Allah wants us to be. The Prophet Muhammad exemplifies what he wanted the human being, his creation, to actually be. And in that information that you disseminated, you won't be able to truly love, truly, true love, truly love Allah until you know Allah. Now, we can never know Allah directly, but correctly, you will get to know Allah indirectly because he will reveal to you and I as to who he is and what it is that he has done for us as his human creation. And when we realize that what he, how he has created us and all what it is that he has given to us, it stands to reason that you couldn't love anybody more than alcoholic, the creator that made it possible for all it is that we have, all it is that we have. The whole of the life has to be devotion. As Imam Muhammad said, devotional worship. Prayer is devotional worship. The whole life of the human being has to be devotional worship. The loyalty has to be there. Once you know the purpose for your being and the one that is the cause of that, the loyalty has to be first and foremost with the one that made all of this possible. We could even have children, nor grandchildren, or you should say great-grandchildren. Think about some people that you may know, and some come to mind that never had a child, you know. But how it is that we even be tested oftentimes with those that we love, and also our property, wealth, all of those things that sometimes people put above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, and also his Rasul, his messenger, because his messenger not only brought the message, we're talking about the Quran, we're talking about the seal of the prophets that brought the universal message. The universal message, not just for Muslims, but brought the universal message for all human beings for the rest of time, to the end of time. And not only that, in being his messenger, he actually demonstrated the message. He demonstrated the message. It just was only that he received the revelation. That's irrefutable, indisputable, but He lived the revelation. He was a demonstration of the revelation. He is a model example for all of us in every aspect of human life, every aspect of human life. He was the best of the creation. He was the Khalifa that God, Allah, says in the Quran that I'm making. He is the completion of that Khalifa. And Allah says in the Quran, and Muhammad is enough. He's enough. You see, so is it the prioritization of the love? It can't be just that we say, you know, in this society, just say, I love you. But the empty word, there's no gesture. There's no gesture. There is no action. Love can't be just a four. It's more than a four-letter word. It's far more than a four-letter word. Not only the gesture, but the actions that comes along that actually says true love for Allah first, true love for Allah's messenger, his message and his messenger, and then that true love then goes to a family, then community, then humanity in that order. But if, in fact, that we have true love for Al-Khaliq, the creator, and true love for his Rasul, his messenger, then this is going to help us to be able to exemplify true love for family, for community, and for the human society. This is so important. You know, years ago, the priesthood, they had a song out. And, you know, if you just listen to the melody, but not listen to the lyrics or the words, you could get sucked in to it. You know, you remember that song, The Greatest Love of All? The
yeah.
Greatest Love of All? What did they say the greatest love of all? Was to love yourself. No, the greatest love
That's
of
right.
all is to love your creator, Al-Khaliq. It sounded good because the melody, the greatest love
yeah.
of all is to learn to love yourself. No, the greatest love of all is to love Allah for creating
right.
you as he has created you. And then in terms of loving that creation and then loving the best of the creation that he gave in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's so very, very important. And I just wanted to say that how much I really appreciate Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab. It's so much, you know, as you listen in to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab last night, it's so much. When I say that, I say it from the heart. Yes.
Try.
This is a beautiful presentation. This is just not for just new shahadas, just coming into the religion. This type of information is for everyone. That's not only Muslims, you know,
right.
to really, really get us to start to thinking, where is the loyalty that we should have first? The love that we have, the capacity to be able to love. And we want to ask, who is it that we should love first? It is the one that has made the whole of this life possible for us. And not only that, when you talk about the 99 known attributes of Allah, the one is Al-Rahman, the most merciful benefactor, and how we have benefited from his natural creation that he has created. He didn't create that for himself. He's independent of everything. Whatever has been created, all that we see and all we don't see, and that what we realize and that what we don't realize, the unseen and all, he created all that for the human creation. Oh, yeah, that can bring tears to your eyes and really a sensitivity, all this for me. So what is my obligation and what is my responsibility and what is my duty is to love and to serve that one that has made this life possible for me. That's the greatest love that we can have for Allah, and in turn, and for his messenger that was the recipient, that became the vessel, that was a human being, not anybody was like Superman or anything, a flesh and blood human being, a Basharun Musulukum, just like us. And he modeled that. He never, never deviated. He never disobeyed Allah. He gave the revelation as it was revealed to him. And even more, he lived the revelation. Yes, so he becomes the second love. You know, because that's the bar that is set. He said, oh, I love the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I love him for his steadfastness in his dutifulness, his consciousness of God in terms of what he said and what he did and how he lived this life and how he lived life in every aspect of human life to be a model. Not only you get the revelation, but you get the demonstration, even with the Prophet Muhammad. I could say more, but I think I said enough, but I'm just only just giving my 2 cent worth, because that is true love. And that's the greatest love we can have, the love that we have for Allah, because in terms of and his messenger, because then we can truly love ourselves. And this enables us to be able to love others. See, those that don't have that type of knowledge, it's just loose talk. Oh, I love you. And then they'll say, I love you more.
Yeah.
But then the question is not, we don't do confession, but then we have to ask ourselves, have we prioritized that love? Is Allah number one and his Rasul number two in our life? Because if not, you're not going to, You won't have the wherewithal to be able to really demonstrate true love for family, community, and the human society. I'll stop there. As always, you know, I'm enjoying Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab. And, you know, this is a learning lab that everybody, I don't care whether you 1 day in, 1 week in, 1 month in, 1 year in, 10 years, 20 years, 30, 40, 50 years, it don't matter. You would learn something by tuning in. Thank you so much, and may Allah continue to bless you and us with more knowledge and wisdom and understanding of Allah's word, will, and way that we can carry on the work as a servant to him and his cause. I mean, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam to you, Brother Mark. I'm going to put you in the mute, and you know if you have anything else you want to share, you press one and go out and then come back in so I know you have something else to say. Thank you,
yes,
so kindly, Brother Mark.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
As my good friend saying, there you have it. You know, it's just a wonderful thing, and I certainly do appreciate all of you when you press one, your sharing of your heart, and actually what you're doing, you're sharing the how it's resonating with you. You know what I'm saying? You're getting some information, and even if you already know it, just like the brother was just saying, even if you already know it, It's still resonating with you because it's reminding you. You see, so it doesn't matter if you are a seasoned believer, seasoned Muslim, or if you're new or seasoned Shahada and believer. If it's resonating with you, if it's in, you know, touching you. You know, you're feeling it because you remember Allah highly glorified as He give us the hearing, the seeing, the feeling, the understanding, He's given that to us. So if you're feeling it, press one and share it. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so kindly once again, Brother Mark. We only just got a little bit here to complete up. And as we left off, we were talking about having that confidence in our love for Allah, highly glorified is He, and His Prophet Muhammad, and all of the messengers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And being able to disseminate that confidence in our actions, our words, we can say it with our words, but we want to have it, be able to, share it in our actions and not let it just be, I love you, the caller was saying, I love you, and you don't really have any meaning to it because you don't understand how to prioritize, as the brother was saying, prioritizing that love. And once you love Allah, highly glorified is He, more than anything or anyone, then you're going to be able to have confidence and have it not only in your words, but it's going to be in your actions, because that's what you're truly feeling in your spirit, in your soul. Having confidence in our love for the Prophet Muhammad, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He, and our Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, will only strengthen our practice in the revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to the Prophet Muhammad, highly glorified as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him. We would be able to practice that teaching. Be confident and say, my religion, my God, and my prophet taught me to do this. They taught me. Allah, highly glorified as He, has created us and given us purpose. And He has shared what that purpose is. We can't say we don't even know what the purpose is. He's shared it. If we're reading the Quran, if we're reading the message that the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, distributed accordingly to Allah's word, will, and way, His direction in doing it, we're going to be able to study it. We're going to want to know about it. And we're going to study it so we can have that cool drink of water that we need on that thirstiness that our body is calling for. And we will be confident about our love for Allah, highly glorified is He, and confident about the love that we have for the Prophet and the Messenger, Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be up in him. And that our every word and action would display this confidence because of our love for Allah, His Messenger, and His ways. Praise and peace of Allah be upon him. Love of something and or someone is easily seen by an onlooker. We could tell a Raptors or a Leafs fan a mile away. Your choice of brands is quickly understood by those who surround you. You hear that? Your choice of brands is quickly understood by those who surround you. What you stand for is vivid to those who interact with you. No matter how long you might know them, they might know you, but if you say you love Allah, highly glorified is He, more than anyone or anything, above anyone or anything, and that you love the message that He sent to us for our time, then what we stand for will be vivid, and the love that we have for Allah and His message, we will study it, we will practice it, And this will become apparent in our speech, our apparel, our appearance, our attitude, and our behavior. Our loyalty and faithfulness to Allah and His Messenger, Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, will be seen and experienced in every movement of ours, because we are in love with Allah, highly glorified is He, and in love with His Messenger, Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him and His message. Abu Bakr's tears of joy were evidence of his love for Muhammad. Peace and blessing of Allah be upon him. And then the following occur. Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, sought out permission from the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, to migrate with others to Yathrib. The Prophet, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, instructed him as follows. Do not rush. Allah will shortly give you a companion to journey with. When Allah, the Almighty, finally graced his Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, permission to migrate, he came to inform Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, of the matter. Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, then asked, may I please join you for the travel, O Messenger of Allah? The Prophet, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, responded, saying, yes, you and I will accompany one another in this journey. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, says, by Allah, I never believed before that day anyone could tear from, that's T-E-A-R, or tear from the ecstasy of joy until I seen my father Abu Bakr crying in joy of the news to travel with the Messenger of Allah, praise and peace of Allah be upon him. And this was related al-Bidayah wa al-Naya Bukhari. This is amazing love, evident in the life of Abu Bakr. May Allah be pleased with him. Likewise, you are so passionate in your love for the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, that is very apparent, even if you attempt to conceal it. So our love is going to show, even if we didn't even, incognito, where nobody can really see it, it would be just become apparent. This was such beautiful, beautiful information that Allah blessed me with today and blessed me to be able to share it with you. And I'm so in awe, as we all are, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm so thankful and grateful to him. We have a return caller, Brother Mark. Welcome back. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum once again. I'm going to be very brief. That is so beautiful, the way that ended. For those that knew Shahadas, that's why it's so very important, as Imam Muhammad instructed us, to study the Sirah of the Prophet. That means the life of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prayers and peace be upon him. Because Abu Bakr Sadiq, he was a friend to the Prophet even before revelation came. He was one of the early ones to become a Sahaba and supporter. The only one that preceded him in terms of following him as the Prophet was his wife Khadija, Rahimahullah Anna. But Abu Bakr Siddiq, also it should be noted that he never partook in worshiping false idols. There were some that did worship false idols in his time, and Abu Bakr Siddiq was one. And just knowing in terms of the migration, it was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and also Abu Bakr Siddiq. They were the last ones to leave Mecca in the migration, what we call the Hijra. And this is where our calendar is based on, the Hijra calendar. As you hear our dear sister, the priest of Hadi, talking about the Hijra calendar, letting us know what time, then the Hijra calendar and the various months and everything. This is the marking of our beginning in terms of establishing the model community life in Yathrib that we know as Medina. It became Medina Managua in establishing the life, as the persecution was so severe in Mecca. After 13 years, this marked the beginning of the established the life of al-Islam. And you can see why his daughter Aisha, I'm talking about not the Prophet's daughter, that became his wife, but that was the daughter, Abu Bakr Siddiq, that tears came to her eyes, because it was a joy to be able to travel with the Prophet. He was the last one to leave. And even in that journey, his life and Abu Bakr's life was in danger, as then they were looking to kill the Prophet Muhammad. But Allah protected them even when they hid in the cave with those creation, the spider web, and also the nest that was put before the cave. And so those that were seeking to pursue and to kill the Prophet and to kill also Abu Bakr Siddiq, they were detoured in regards to that. No way to be there with a spider web and an old nest that was there in front of it, and they kept going. And then they were able to continue on until they joined the other believers, the Muhajiruns, they were called, the Muhajiruns. And when they went there to Medina, they got with those that were referred to as the Ansars, the helpers, because they didn't have anything but what they could bring on their back or bring upon their animal, 250 miles. You know, so what dedication and what commitment to actually establish this way of life. And to know that makes you even love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam even that much more. And you can see how that touched Aisha, rahimahullah, Anna, to see her father, probably the first time she ever saw her father, you know, break down in tears, you know, because of their relationship going all the way back when they were very young, before the revelation. I just wanted to say that for all this work. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to say that. But as we studied the Quran, studied the life of the Prophet, I never forget Imam Muhammad saying that to us as students. Study the Quran and study the life of the Prophet. We love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even that much more, and we would love his Rasul, his messenger. Prophet Muhammad is our prophet, but he's Allah's messenger. As-salamu alaykum. Hi.
You know, you got me just smiling, Brother Mark. I certainly do appreciate your commentary on any of the programs that we have here on Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab. I mean, I know everybody else is, you know, they're listening, they're taking it in, they're feeling it, you know what I'm saying? But you're being able to, you know, press one and come in and just share every time. And especially not being able to actually have your pen and your paper right there where you can say, okay, I'm going to write this down, you know, like that. You know, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessed that you're able to hear it and you know, take it in, and without even being able to write it down again right then and at the present time. Unlike a lot of us here, we got our pens and papers or computers. We can type it up, write it up, and then you come and press one and share it right out like that. We really love you for that, and we really do.
Well, I just thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being able to write it in my heart and also in my mind, because it's special to me to know how this way of life was established and the sacrifices that was actually made in terms of doing that. So, you know, when you know that, then you feel a certain obligation. We don't have it nowhere near what the Prophet had to endure and what the Sahabas had to endure.
Right.
You know, starvation and everything, you know. So when we hear how they were done in Mecca, they were isolated. They didn't allow them to even marry. They couldn't do any trading or what. See, it got so bad that many of them began to eat the leaves off the tree. Mind-boggling.
Yes.
But they wouldn't yield. They wouldn't give in. And what they wanted them to do, the authorities at that time, was to denounce the one God, Allah. When we think about Bilal ibn Rabah, who was an Abyssinian slave, and Abyssinia, you know, later was named Ethiopia. You know, he was just like us, you see. But and he had never met the Prophet. That's another very ironic thing at that time. All the ones that were the early Sahabas that came with the Prophet, they knew him as Muhammad ibn Abdullah before revelation came to him. The only one that was early on in becoming a follower and supporter was Bilal ibn Rabah. He had never seen him before. He had never had any contact with Prophet Muhammad. He just heard the message. He came because he heard the message. And the rest is history. He was the first muezzin, but he was also the first treasurer. Oh, so you can see how Allah's messenger and what he thought of him. And he was the first to make the call as the messenger of Allah told him to get on top of the Kaaba and make the call. Now, that's a sign for us today. That's a sign for us today. It wasn't by accident. It's a sign for that to come, that we will have to be the ones to bring to them the Adhan. And in the Adhan is the Shahada chain. So I'll stop there. So let that marinate in your mind. When we call the Adhan, in the Adhan is also, as we call the Shahada, but the Shahada chain. I'll stop there. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam to you, alhamdulillah, Brother Mark. Thank you so kindly once again. And I just want to share with everyone, you know, and to you, Brother Mark, and you reminding us to read the life of the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, and the life of Ibn Rabah, Bilal Ibn Rabah. And do you know, I have read those books. I at least got halfway through them or something. And I was so naive in my early life and that I come upon someone and they didn't have the books. And I just felt like Mm-hmm. Okay, you don't have them, and where you're at, you're not, and they're not selling them, and you don't have a way to getting them. I'm going to give these to you, and I'm going to get them back. I know Allah will bless me to get them back, and I know
you know what?
I haven't gotten them back.
Well, you know what? When you said that, because I wanted to send you something, so you just gave me the perfect idea what I can send you. We are blessed here in the Gateway City, the STL, St. Louis, to have Dr. Medina Wakil. She, most recently, the last year or so, she did an outstanding publication on Bilal Ibn Rabah, and the research is outstanding. And inshallah, I'm going to purchase that and get your address and send it to you.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah, I appreciate that so kindly, Brother Mark. You're such a dear. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I appreciate you, you know. I mean, you're doing a lot in terms of research each and every week to bring this type of information. Where else could, you know, I just asked our radio listeners, where else could you get this type of information? How your relationship with Allah should be and his messenger, and what effect that it can have on you. I mean, if it's foundational, it would make a big, big difference in terms of your mental attitude, your disposition. It can rearrange your personality, the reality of the person that you should be, even if, you know, we might be expressing more of our socialized self, all those things that have been a hindrance and an obstruction to us.
Yes.
It can alleviate all of those things that have been a blockage to us in terms of being the best that we can be. Yeah, we are totally indebted. I mean, deen means debt. This deen means that there's a debt that we owe. And that is our whole life to the one that has created this life, you see.
That's right.
And the one that had dedicated his whole life, as Imam Muhammad said, made the perfect sajda, submitting him whole self. It is only in terms of the uswa, the example, only two prophets are mentioned in the Quran with having the model uswa, being the model. That's Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's why it's so very, very important to prioritize in our life the love, and it becomes a rationale in terms of why that prioritization, because it's going to make you the best spouse, it's going to make you the best family person. It's going to help make you the best neighbor, the best community member, the best human being for just human society. That's why Allah's messenger say, the best of you. He have a whole lot, the best of you. But you won't be able to be the best of you if you don't make Allah his messenger first and foremost in your life and love them. I mean, truly love them.
Right.
So then, that's how Allah puts the love and the mercy between your hearts. That's so important. And if people really understood that, they would really be exemplary of what true love really is by loving the one that has made this life possible and has created the model example for all human beings. I stop there. Assalamu alaikum. I love you, the priest Abdul Hadi. What you
love
do.
You, Brother Mark.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you so kind. Keep up the great work as well, Brother Marco. And you've done so here at AM360, and you're doing it. You continue with over IWDM Radio. And I just have to let everyone know to check IWDM Radio out. And 7 days a week, they got extraordinary information that their hosts are bringing. And Brother Mark Shahid, you know he does the parenting and construction learning lab, and he does the marriage and courtship learning lab on Tuesdays and Wednesdays right there at IWDM. And if you want to quickly give that number, Brother Mark, I'd certainly appreciate it. Then I get to my caller. Caller, I see.
Oh, they have to dial the 714-816-4673, 714-816-4673. That's each and every Wednesday and Thursday, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. Love to hear from you. Thank you so much, my dear sister. I appreciate you greatly. May Allah continue to bless you and us. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Appreciate you as well. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I have another caller here in the queue. I'm so excited and so elated here. 810-285, state your name and where you're calling from. Welcome to Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Brother Abdullah, Flint Islamic Center. I had a comment, sort of a question comment. He also started Bilal the pointing of the finger in sujood. Did one of you guys elaborate on that? Inshallah.
What was that, dear heart?
The pointing of the finger in sujood. How we raise our finger in sujood.
Yes, sir. The importance of raising our finger in sujood?
Yes, Bilal is responsible for that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I do have another hand raised, and I'm pretty sure that, and I just always love this brother giving his commentary, and I'm going to pass it to him because we're going to have to get out of here. It's okay. So I'm going to take it back out here, Brother Abdullah, and thank you so kindly for pressing one and coming in and making those commentary and asking that particular question, and we're going to get that right to you. May Allah continue to bless you in your work, young man. Thank you so kindly. As-salamu alaykum. Okay. I'm going to go here to Brother Mark.
Can you hear me? No, Abdul, he actually said, but I want to make one correction. That's not in Shadul, in terms of Sajda. The pointing of the one finger is in Jaffa. It's in Jaffa. The index finger, and then the finger next to that. So we're saying, La ilaha illallah, then Muhammad Abdul Rasulullah, and Muhammad is the servant and the messenger of Allah, meaning that that Muhammad, being the servant and messenger of Allah, is in accordance not only in terms of that kalimat is the declaration in terms of the statement in saying La ilaha illallah. But when we say Ashahadu, now that means that we become a witness. We become a witness that some type of evidence has come to us. But as far as Bilal ibn Rabah, the one finger was held up when he could no longer speak. He was so weak. They put hot stones on his chest to break him down, to make him denounce the one God, Allah. He never did. He was so weak, he couldn't speak. The only thing that he could do to still let them know that he wasn't giving up, he just held up one finger, meaning one God, because that's what they was trying to break him from and make him denounce the one God until... Once again, Abu Bakr Siddiq, who would have been termed as a wealthy man in our time, at that time, paid the ransom for the free him so that he could be servant of God. I'll stop there. I hope that answers the question. But it's in Jaffa, not in Sajda, but in Jaffa, when we make this. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you so kindly, Brother Mark. Thank you so kindly. Okay, everybody, and I hope, Brother Abdullah, we thank you once again for tuning in here to Alice Simon Focused Learning Lab. I can't say it enough. I'm very proud of you. That's my son. That's my youngest son. And I'm very proud of you. He's been doing some extensive studying and contemplating and inner reflection and work he's doing to himself. And I just really do thank Allah, my dear son, for blessing you as he's blessed you. You know, mom knows, alhamdulillah. Thank you so kind. And thank you again, Brother Mark, for answering that. And Brother Abdullah, you can press one and go out, and inshallah. We're going to get ready to close this program down, everybody. Look, you've been phenomenal. You've been phenomenal, and I certainly do appreciate you dearly. And a big old hug, tight hugs and love to you. And we're going to give it a close out. May Allah bless us with a fantastic and upcoming week. And bless Juma Mubarak coming up. And bless those that are homeless. We're working hard. Oh, my goodness. It's such a task. But we're asking every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our efforts as an organization, director of Muslim Women in Action Organization, and those that are coming to us for the need, and we're asking Allah to bless us and suffice us to be able to help them and suffice them and their families with food and shelter. And I just tell them, I recite it to them and says, just know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has said, He has, I found you in need and I made you independent. And you needed shelter and care, and He provided that and guidance. So may Allah suffice them and bless them to become whole with their families. And to that we say, I mean. And we pray for those who are in ill health, even though they've been told, you've been told and diagnosed, whatever the disease or problem that you're having in your health, you know Allah. Highly glorified is He. He is Al-Muqi. He is the sustainer in Al-Ba'id, the giver of new life. So you know He can sustain you and give you new life in that situation that you're dealing with within your health. And to heal you, we pray, that as though it was never there. And you know some of you are right here on this line have experienced that. And to that we say, thank you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we say, Ameen. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless those of our loved ones that He has returned to Him. Bless them with His mercy, and as we all will return to Him, and when our turns come, that He bless us with His mercy and His forgiveness, and He grant us the victory of paradise. And to that we say, I mean, and we pray that for those of us loved ones that are still here, left behind, have not yet been called to Allah, back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He bless us with the patience and peace that we need and the continuing work that we have to do in carrying on that our loved ones has moved on and returned to Allah before us. Bless us with the patience and peace. And to that we say, I mean. And also we say, oh, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless us with a good night rest and a blessed rising. And we look forward to, inshallah, next week at the same time, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on AM 360, the number one listening radio station in the nation, here at Alice Lyman Focused Learning Lab. From 5 o'clock to 7, we went a little bit over this evening, but alhamdulillah, that we were able to get all of the great information in that Allah had for us to hear and giving the opportunity for you to press one and say what was on your heart and share on your mind as well. So with that, we're going to go out and we're going to leave you with this presentation, PSA right here. And come on now, big old hugs and love. Squeeze me tight. Ouch, ouch, ouch. And I'm squeezing you back tight. And thank you so kindly. And I do look forward to us being here, inshallah, next week. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Model Community National Resource Directory. With the MCNRD 4-step process to becoming a CWSC volunteer. Number 1, go to CWSC.us. Number 2, click the MCNRD tab. Number 3, register as an individual or organization, nonprofit or for-profit. Number 4, thank Allah, Hanawata Allah. You are now a CWSC volunteer in the MCNRD Directory, the Model Community National Resource Directory. Thank you so kindly, and assalamu alaikum from the right to the left.